Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Twin, and it's the 14th of September. I'm just walking back from school after a meeting, so a bit later than drop off. But it didn't take quite as long as I thought, which is great because that means I've got a little bit more time today than I thought I would have. Yay! It was a busy weekend. All the extracurricular activities have started again. So the kids had had swimming, it's moved to a new venue now, which is actually a bit closer, which is great. Doesn't take quite so long to drive there. And I took them because we were waiting for a piece of furniture to be delivered, which of course typically didn't turn up until right at the end of the day. But at least it turned up at all. The swimming venue interested me. It's Green Park in Aston Clinton in Buckinghamshire. It's close to Aylesbury. I know a lot of schools go there for residential trips. It's sort of a sports centre, and they've got accommodation but they also have a swimming pool, so a lot of the swim schools, the private ones, rent a space there on certain days. But I've never been there before. Aston Clinton is one of those really weird villages that's sort of a long road. So it's just very long. But then if you turn off that road, you come to these enormous gates. So really lovely, ornate, big stone gates and is that what I mean? Yes, it's sort of a gate, and then there's a coach house just behind. And we parked right there because I didn't know where exactly the swimming pool was. Turned out you could park a bit closer. From that it looked like there was a manor house hidden somewhere. So I was quite interested to see where that might be. It all looked lovely. So we walked along, and there were just lots of fairly newish, fairly low buildings. The main reception and some that looked like dormitories. But I was on the left, and then on the right, you could see just behind the little access road, you could see beautiful lawn and beautiful parkland, and it looked great. So now I was really expecting some kind of manor house. And as we walked a bit further, we got in a bit of a wooded area. It started to smell of swimming pool, so we knew we were close. But I could also see a building, and it said something about sports centre. So I thought, okay, that must be where the pool is then. Plus, I think they also have a sports hall. And that was very sort of boxy new building, fairly tall. But in front of it, rather bizarrely, was sort of a tiny little wooden, what do you call them? They're not fences. Sort of, again, very ornate in sort of a round shape, and some beautiful lawn. So looking at that, you definitely expect some kind of old house behind it. But there wasn't. So that interested me. So I looked it up, and according to the Fund of All Knowledge, Wikipedia, there was indeed, at one point, built in 1853, a manor house there. Apparently it was a big sprawling mansion, it said, which belonged to the Rothschild family, which makes sense. They seem to have a lot of property in the Chilterns, and they also built, well, there's quite a few mansions, but also quite a few of the workhouses, which now go for about £500,000, they built for the workers for their estates. So it belonged to them until sort of the the 1900s when the last lady there died, and she gave it to her two daughters, who used it as a summer house for a bit, and then in the First World War it became sort of a station for the army, and then in between it was a hotel, and then it became a hospital in the next World War, and it was another hotel, and in between it was also a school, because claim to fame, the young Evelyn Waugh apparently started his teaching career there. And then it was apparently the building was torn down. It didn't say why, but the building was torn down in 1958. So it's quite a long time ago. But strangely enough, they've kept all the sort of the surrounding areas that make it look like there was this manor house there. And as I said, you can still, the coach house is still there, the gates are still there. But the house disappeared, and I think it was then bought by Buckinghamshire County Council as a sort of a sports activity centre, supposed to be for educational leisure activities, etc. So yeah, because the buildings all look sort of 60s. I was just very interested because it just looked a bit strange. It looked a bit bizarre having those evidence of a very old building, but you never find it. It's gone. Then again, I guess you get something quite similar if you go to Stockwood Park in Luton, where you're greeted by modern buildings, which house the museum. But if you go in, it sounds like there's a steam train behind me. Might be. But then as you continue through the lovely, beautiful, ornate gardens, then you come to this part where the stables used to be, and that's obviously the old part and still part of the museum. And then you sort of get an impression of what the house used to look like. I think there's also a picture of what the house looked like, and I think that was torn down in the 60s, but I think it was derelict, so they had to. You get this atmosphere of how grand it must have been, but it's gone. It's weird, isn't it? Anyway, there we go. So that was our Saturday experience. The kids both did very well with their swimming. So I'm really proud of them, and it's really, they just have to work on their technique, build up a bit more stamina now, and I'm also very impressed with Henry's jumping in. He makes almost no splash. So it's very good. It was a busy weekend, but then that's going to be our new routine. So I think that's been our first week that's scuppered us a bit in terms of we're doing things on different days now, and there's a couple of days at the beginning of the week when we're out late, and that kind of makes everyone tired for the rest of the week. Even though I'm hoping to have a slightly less busy week myself, so we'll see how it goes. We'll have to get used to this new routine and see how our new Saturday works out for us. Anyway, hope you all have a good week, and I'll go back and see. I think builders are building a wall today, so I'll make more tea, I think. Right, thanks for listening. Bye for now.